This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And, well, we've got lots more to talk about this hour. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that's also a place where you can, according to a new innovation, we decided to let patients call anytime they like, 24/7, not just during the live 2 hours in which we broadcast every Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. 24/7, you can go to 877-726-8255 and record a question. Coming up this hour, we're going to take a look at the mystery, the paradox. Many athletes die young, especially in rigorous contact sports like football. Blame it on the training table mentality, but paradoxically, baseball players live longer. Also, we're going to look at a modern caveman who offers Neanderthal survival courses in Italy. 877-726-8255, and let's see what one of our recorded callers has to say. Go ahead.
Would you please give a list of the supplements that would benefit someone with breast cancer to take, and if there are any that might be better to stay away from? Also, which foods would you suggest be eaten on a regular basis, and any other than the obvious sugar that should be avoided? Any other advice that would be helpful, I would appreciate, for an 80-year-old with breast cancer. Thank you.
That's a great question, and it gives me an opportunity to tee off on a subject that I frequently am called upon to deal with in my office. A lot of women come to see me who've been diagnosed with breast cancer. They had the surgery. They've had whatever additional therapy is called for, chemotherapy and radiation, but they want a preventive program to make sure it doesn't come back, because no matter what stage of breast cancer you have, there's always a possibility ranging from 5% to as high as 70 or 80% that it'll come back, depending on how early it was diagnosed, how pervasively it spread. Same thing with men with prostate cancer. That's a frequent type of consult that I've been called upon to do in the office. So I hearken back to an article that I wrote, this must have been 2015, 18 Supplements for Women with Early Breast Cancer. It's part of a three-part series. And I talk about a new idea in breast cancer, which is coming to resemble in some ways prostate cancer, where active holistic surveillance or watchful waiting can be employed in certain cases of early breast cancer, especially with women who are older. It seems that when women develop breast cancer at an older age, it tends to be less aggressive. And also women who are older, 80 years old, they don't really withstand the rigors of aggressive surgery, followed by radiation and sometimes chemotherapy and drastic hormonal therapy later in life. It tends to, maybe it'll reduce the risk of the breast cancer coming back, but at the price of undermining the patient's overall wellness, which really is the name of the game, quality of life, But also, you know, it might hasten, some of these therapies might hasten the risk of dying due to, say, osteoporosis or cardiovascular disease, or slow patients down, and or they may develop dementia. So conservative treatment for women with breast cancer in their 80s is very appropriate. When it comes to diet, we want a diet that, I mean, it's not necessarily a low-fat diet. Fat is not necessarily the culprit. In many studies, it turns out that it's not saturated fat or animal protein that's the driver of breast cancer. It's carbohydrates, and a lower carbohydrate diet can reduce the risk of insulin resistance. Insulin tends to be a cancer promoter. When it's high, that's not good. That's why obese women have a worse prognosis when it comes to cancer. Also, exercise is important. So even at 80, getting out there and doing a lot of aerobic exercise and some strength training is a great idea. You can actually reduce your chance of recurrence by about 30%. Yeah, obviously sugar is a culprit, processed foods problem, constipation in general due to a low fiber diet that can increase endogenous estrogen, and endotoxins from the microbiome may contribute to inflammation that promotes cancer. So, you know, from the standpoint of diet, yeah, there's controversy. Is it a vegan diet that's the right way to go? Is a keto diet appropriate? Keto diets have sometimes been used for advanced cancer, but there's not that much evidence that ketogenic diets are definitive when it comes to breast cancer. So when it comes to supplements, it gets a little more interesting. Supplements that I favor, well, iodine. Breast cancer hates iodine. You can overdose with iodine. You have to be a little careful. Taking judicious iodine supplements, very, very protective for breast tissue. Garlic, dietary garlic, very helpful. Also, aged garlic extract has anti-cancer effects, so consider chiolic aged garlic extract. Also, something called modified citrus pectin works to curb cancer metastases. It does something to the stickiness of cancer cells and makes them less likely to implant in remote parts of the body. It's very important to optimize your vitamin D. Women who are deficient in vitamin D are more likely to get breast cancer, and when they do, it's more likely to be more aggressive and recur. It's got a hormone-like action on the receptors in breast tissue, and so you want to optimize vitamin D. I like green tea, in particular EGCG supplements. Women who take EGCG supplements get protection against breast cancer recurrence. So that is an important part of a program. You may also benefit from various types of broccoli and cruciferous vegetable extracts, in particular DIM, or diindol methane. It's been shown to have an anti-proliferative effect on breast cancer cells. Also, sulforaphane. So these are important. Also, you know, dietary cruciferous vegetables are excellent. Melatonin, that's an important one. And I use high-dose melatonin in our women with breast cancer and men with prostate cancer. These hormonal cancers are very responsive to high-dose melatonin, 20 milligrams at bedtime. And it doesn't knock you out. It's not going to make you into a zombie, you know, like taking too much Valium. Women and men tolerate melatonin at 20 milligrams. You might sleep a little better, but I really doubt if you're going to have a hangover effect. It's very suppressive of breast cancer in particular. Curcumin, well, yeah, there's an anti-inflammatory effect of things like curcumin, and that can be helpful. Curcumin certainly has anti-cancer effects. Some studies suggest that even CBD or cannabidiol may have some anti-cancer effects. Tocotrienol, as opposed to vitamin E, there are four tocotrienols, delta tocotrienol, as opposed to alpha tocopherol, which is the vitamin E form. These may have anti-cancer effects. I'm exploring their effects. You can find them in palm oil, annatto, rice, or wheat bran. and they may have potent anti-breast cancer effects. Flax lignans from fresh ground flax may help to keep estrogen in check. I like a flax lignin supplement called Prevail for breast cancer protection. There's some evidence that omega-3 fatty acids are helpful. Also, you can enhance your immune system with AHCC, active hexose correlated compound, in a product called Empower. And probiotics may even have some beneficial effects because they help process hormones that are cancer promoting. Pomegranate, too, may have protective effects, and probably there are a few others that I don't remember off the top of my head that can be an important part of your bulwark against cancer to prevent cancer recurrence. But at 80, with the breast cancer, especially if it's caught early and it hasn't spread, your prognosis is really quite good. That's a great question. Thank you for your question. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And I think it's no secret, I'm an inveterate baseball fan. I've enjoyed watching the Yankees' really amazing season this year with friends and family members. And so there's an interesting story in the New York Times about the health of baseball players. And things have really done a 180 since the days of Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was a cigar-chomping, hard-drinking, kind of a tubby guy. You know, not exactly a paragon of health. He died young. I believe he was in his 60s, early 70s when he died. Not too surprising, given the hard-driving, you know, womanizing, libertine kind of lifestyle that he followed. But, you know, after all, he was a popular hero, a millionaire, had access to all kinds of stuff, and took advantage of it, and lived a meteoric but short life. So, interesting article. They did a study at Harvard that was published in Journal of the American Medical Association. Why do baseball players seem to live longer than the average? They live longer than other athletes. Well, okay, you know, think of some of the other sports, like professional hockey, lots and lots of concussions, lots of contact. Great aerobic exercise, by the way. Basketball, one of the problems with basketball players is that they're very, very tall, and so they're susceptible to cardiovascular disease. They're also, because they're very tall, some of them, there may be a higher incidence of cancer. There's some evidence that high amounts of growth hormone may be cancer promoting. So some of these players may have high amounts of growth hormone that makes them very tall. Maybe that makes them more prone to cancer. But baseball players, a different breed of cat in 2019 than in, say, 1929. Very, very rigorous conditioning regimens. Baseball players try to stay slim and trim. They work out all season. They work out in the off season. There's lots of stretching, plenty of exercise rehab. So they looked at over 10,000 major leaguers who died between 1979 and 2013. The differences in longevity of the general population are not great, but major leaguers are 24% less likely to die than men in the general population. Now, you may say, well, yeah, of course, they're athletes, they're baseball players, they're paid to work out. So while you, as a schleppy 32-year-old, you know, going to your 15th high school reunion and everybody's remarking on your emerging beer belly because you got a desk job, these guys are paid to work out. So maybe, just maybe, their athleticism contributes to their longevity. The study offered a number of possible explanations, including what the players see, that they are generally fitter than average people. You know, this is sort of natural selection. I mean, when's the last time you saw it, like a super obese baseball player? You know, maybe a couple of pitchers who are like, you know, that are heavy guys. But mostly, they're pretty well conditioned. They do, however, have a higher risk of skin cancer, all right? And that's not surprising. They're exposed to lots and lots of sun, day in and day out, those summer games in undomed stadiums. It'd be interesting to see if players from teams that have domed stadiums have less skin cancer, you know, like the Tampa, you know, the Devil Rays, formerly Devil Rays, Tampa Bay Rays, whether they, you know, or the team from Arizona, sunny place, but they got a domed stadium, whether they have higher rates of skin cancer. Interesting study that suggests that, you know, maybe that active lifestyle comes with benefits rather than detriments. Yeah, they, you know, they have a lot of injuries. They get hit by the ball. Ultimately, they live longer than American men in general. Interesting. All right. Exciting step towards the world's first blood test to diagnose celiac disease. We have blood tests for celiac disease, but they're only good when you are consuming lots of gluten. So what if you decide that you don't want to shove a lot of gluten down your throat and then get tested? You just want an instant test. You're not having any gluten. A new test, it was written up in a journal called Science Advances, that within minutes of consuming gluten can tell you if you are likely to have celiac disease. So interesting new test that might make it easier for people who are, they are off gluten, they want to know if they really should be off gluten. Doesn't make a difference. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we talk a lot about the paleo diet. You know, paleo diet consists of eating certain foods selectively, but you know, we do so with our iPads in hand and our temperature controlled, air conditioned or heated, climate controlled homes. And we work out on elaborate exercise equipment in gyms, attempting to replicate the Paleolithic lifestyle. But there's a guy in Italy who is attempting to really offer people courses in what it's like to be a Paleolithic man or woman. Headline, Modern Caveman Offers Neanderthal Survival Courses in Italy. He takes you up into the Alps, and he is clad in animal skins, and he looks a little like Fred Flintstone or Barney. He could show you how to light fires using just a Flintstone, surviving on a diet of insects. So that people think the paleo diet is just porterhouse steaks, but it comes down to survival. These paleo folks, they subsisted on roots, berries, insects, small rodents, and occasionally they bagged some big game. But it's not as simple as going down to the A&P and purchasing a steak, under a cellophane wrapper. The guy's name is Guido Camilla, and he originally trained to be a chef. And I guess he has eschewed his predilection for flour and sugar and shortening. He now makes a living offering Neanderthal survival courses in the Italian Alps. And there's a picture of him. He's got this big spear, and he's got animal skins on, and he's got a long beard. And if you go out with him, you can watch him climb rocks and fish from streams barefoot. But he's not a renegade. He actually has the official seal of approval of Italy's International Survival Federation. So he's the real deal. I mean, they vet these people. They supervise them. He's not just an eccentric crank. He also gives courses in more traditional attire, dressed like a park ranger. But he has a passion for the Paleolithic. And he says that the Neanderthals, who lived from around 400,000 to 40,000 years ago, they get a bad rap. You see them in the Geico commercials. But they were actually very intelligent, very resourceful, very, very well adapted to their environment. They discovered fire. They were able to adapt to all weather, including multiple rounds of glaciation, the Ice Age. They were nomads who moved around a lot. They lived in caves, but they also could build small lean-to shelters. And so if you shell out the modest price of 80 to 100 euros per person per night, he'll take you out, put you in a bivouac shelter, and you can go paleo. He says, I show them how Neanderthals lived, what they ate, how they lit fires, used a spear. I show them how to use the basic equipment to cook. And presumably, it's not he does not offer courses in patisserie cooking. For customers who opt for the beginner survival course, I provide them with enough to get by with. But there are more advanced customers who they just turn them loose, and they have to find their own food over a number of days. And so, interestingly, he says the limiting factor is that the brain uses the most energy. And so, even very simple calculations in the wild become difficult after 3 days without food. So, you got to give these our ancestors credit because they survived under the most daunting conditions that would make us cringe, you know, break down and, you know, go into fetal position. They managed to persevere and ultimately gave rise to modern humans. So when it comes to supplements, let me share this important information with you, because if you suffer from frequent fatigue, let me tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or simply being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, NT Factor works on the mitochondria. That's the key to energy production in the body. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. We've talked about some of those trials here on Intelligent Medicine. NT Factor even reverses some symptoms of aging. Now, NT Factor has been traditionally available as an ingredient in ProPax, which is a complete vitamin and mineral formula. It's a one-stop shop for all your antioxidant needs. It's even got omega-3s in the package. But if you want to just get NT Factor, say you want to keep your favorite fish oil or your multi, and you want to focus on NT Factor, there's a product called Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. It's essential and part of my supplement regimen. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipped to the vitamin shop, you could still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, here's news for people who take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And, I got to admit that they can be useful. I came up with a running injury, and you know, for about 10, 12 years, I've not taken a single non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug because I was under the erroneous impression that it was going to cause instantaneous heartburn. It did in the past, but I developed a knee injury, and Tylenol doesn't really help that kind of injury. Tylenol may be helpful for, you know, headaches, muscular aches and pains, but when it comes to joint problems, doesn't do anything. And so I very, very tentatively experimented with taking a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, and then I hung back and waited for the heartburn to develop. And to my delight, I tolerated it. I mean, I took judicious amounts. I took it with food and plenty of water, and I was happy to say that I didn't get heartburn. I got moderate relief of my knee pain. And so over the course of a couple of weeks, I really pushed the NSAIDs, and I'm pleased to say that my knee problem is well on its way to recovery. But I know people who take them on a daily basis, have taken them for years, are encouraged by their doctors to take them every single day, day in and day out. And even young athletes sometimes take NSAIDs when they work out because, I have pain, when I work out. And, so I was able to run through the pain when I take my NSAIDs. Bad idea, because this headline, NSAIDs may increase cardiovascular risk in osteoarthritis. Well, osteoarthritis is virtually a universal problem in even young to middle-aged adults. and certainly older adults. In the first study to examine the possible role of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, that would include Advil, ibuprofen, Aleve, and, you know, the prescription drugs like Voltaren and so on. In the elevated risk for cardiovascular disease of patients with osteoarthritis, it was estimated that NSAIDs might account for 41% of the association between osteoarthritis and cardiovascular disease. Well, okay, so we know that osteoarthritis is an inflammatory disorder, and inflammatory conditions may affect the arteries. So you might say, well, yeah, it's a coincidence because, you know, people with joint problems, they probably have inflamed arteries as well. So it's reverse causation. It's, you know, the people who have aches and pains, they also have atherosclerosis. And so it's a coincidence that the NSAIDs that they're taking, you may think that they cause the problem, but they've already had the problem. The problem's due to inflammation. Well, no, they broke it out in this study. They say use of NSAIDs plays a substantial role in developing cardiovascular diseases among people with osteoarthritis. And that actually was the basis for withdrawal of the drug Vioxx from the market in the past. You know, Vioxx was reported to be a safe non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug that didn't cause ulcers. It's taken off the market, but then it was found to increase cardiovascular risk. So this big study reinforces that risk. The NSAIDs tend to thicken the blood, increase the risk of blood clots, but also by mechanisms that we don't completely understand, they increase cardiovascular disease risk. They may raise blood pressure too, as I mentioned, talking about hypertension in part one of today's broadcast. So, you know, the idea is use them sparingly, but if you're tempted to use them on a daily basis because of chronic pain, you got to think of an alternative. Alternatives include acupuncture, the right kind of physical therapy, even CBD, cannabidiol, for pain relief, because these NSAIDs, if used day in and day out, may pose cardiovascular risks. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this call came through to us at 877-726-8255. Let's hear from that caller.
Large amount of stool is in my colon, and I've had constipation. I wanted to know what do you think this could indicate? I had an x-ray and it determined that there was a large amount of stool in my colon. I'm just, even now, I'm not fully recovered. I haven't even had a full bowel movement in a couple weeks. Thank you.
Okay, so this caller is referring to what happens when you get a, this is a common predicament, is that you get a study that is designed to look at, your kidneys. And, the radiologist looks at the picture and says, either yes or no, there's no kidney stones, there's, this, that, and the other thing, we see some mild degenerative disease of your spine. And, oh, by the way, the study reveals the presence of large amounts of stool in the colon. And, I can't tell you how often that happens when we look at routine x-rays, because constipation is ubiquitous. It's, epidemic proportions in the population. And so, we're going to see a lot of that. And is it consequential? I mean, when they tell you that, you're going to all of a sudden focus more on the fact that you are constipated. You're going to say, well, there's an abnormality in x-ray. That's, potentially a problem. But usually, this does not alarm physicians and cause them to undertake a workup for something more serious like colon cancer. It's not per se indicative of a serious disease. It's just indicative of the fact that a high percentage of Americans are constipated. And as you age, you get a lazy bowel. Maybe it's diet related. There's not enough fiber, or you're missing the probiotics that are necessary to form normal stool. And that's the finding. So, the question for you, if we're having a conversation back and forth, would be, have you ever had a colonoscopy? Or if so, was it a long time ago? Because change in bowel habits, a suddenly worsening picture in terms of constipation, is more of an alarm signal than if you said, hey, I've always been kind of constipated. It's getting a little worse. And, now I'm more conscious of it. Then I would suggest that you get some more extensive testings. See a gastroenterologist, make sure the gastroenterologist listens to your story. Does the appropriate study if they think it's merited. I mean, if you just had a colonoscopy a year ago and it's all normal, I would say, I'd give you kind of a clean bill of health and just address the constipation naturally by giving you things like magnesium citrate. That's my favorite supplement for constipation. Taking 2 or 4 or 6 capsules of magnesium citrate ultimately helps patients with constipation. Also, dried kiwi root can be very helpful. There are certain supplements that incorporate that. That's a great natural laxative. I would stay away from things that contain senna, which cause dependency. Products like X-Lax, Dulcolax, these are harsh laxatives that create dependency. And then, of course, there's the probiotic route, and then there's the dietary route, changing your diet appropriately so you encourage the growth of beneficial bacteria and add fiber. And certainly, taking adequate fluids can make a difference for your constipation. I'm just not sure which way to go on this call. I think I would have a tendency to reassure you that this is a normal finding, but it's a common finding and isn't necessarily a portent of a very serious problem. It kind of reminds me of a show that I did a little while ago with a couple of Columbia doctors. They had a great idea for a book, and the book is entitled Am I Dying? And it poses a lot of scenarios just like this, that are worrisome to patients and may or may not mean that patients need a more aggressive workup to figure out what's going on. But, ultimately, it may be just run-of-the-mill constipation that millions of Americans suffer from, so not to worry. I think it was Walt Whitman, America's favorite poet, who said, I sing the body electric. And this is because of his fascination with the advent of electricity in the latter part of the 19th century. He saw it as a tremendous potential for really transforming mankind. And little did he envision these medical innovations. This one's fascinating. Electromagnetic fields may hinder spread of breast cancer cells. You know, these days we're working on chemotherapy and radiation to zap cancer. A low-intensity electromagnetic field hindered the mobility of specific breast cancer cells by preventing the formation of long, thin extensions at the edge of a migrating cancer cell. These are like little tendrils by which the cancer cell travels and proliferates and creates metastases. This is not like a powerful zap. This is not going to make smoke come out of your ears or make you grit your teeth. The researchers built an instrument called a Helmholtz coil that allowed them to apply uniform electromagnetic energy to different types of breast cancer cells. And what they found is it changed the cells, made them more benign, less likely to travel and proliferate and metastasize. And so they believe that this may have potential in humans. We'll see. And this item, with an intriguing headline along the same lines, University of Leeds researchers report that tickle therapy could help slow aging. It has to do with electric stimulation of the vagus nerve. Now, the vagus nerve, it's not that accessible. You have to go inside the body to access it. But by attaching electrodes to the ear, this is actually a part of traditional Chinese acupuncture. Shenmen point is an ear point, small branch of the vagus nerve that can be stimulated without surgery. Researchers believe that aging can be slowed down by increasing parasympathetic activity and a decrease in sympathetic activity who may be at higher risk of death as a result. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. This is Intelligent Medicine.